Yeah, Laura, you had some thoughts about this time, brief as they may be. So.
How grateful that I am that the Lord doesn't waste our sorrows and that He makes discovering Christ in this way an absolute necessity, you know, or you can't go on. I mean, and it's... But it's so beautiful because during the testing and everything, the enemy is just there, just to, you know, to lie to you, to cause you to forget what this is all about, to make it seem so dark. And yet the Lord then delivers by showing you that His Son went this way and that the perfection of faith is in His Son. It's all complete in Jesus Christ. And that even the capacity to be able to continue going on is in Christ, not in ourselves. So just the more we go on, like had we read this 20 years ago, it would have been wonderful, marvelous. But each time and the more you are tested, the further on down the road you are, of course, I think the less you can go on. Because, you know, because the issue is that the Lord is breaking every last vestige of that self-life. And so how necessary the cross is. It's an absolute necessity because of this old natural man that is still in us. And so contrary to God, so contrary to the ways of God. So I know as I read this, my one plea is that the Holy Spirit will remind me of not just the Lord Jesus Christ, but specifically of these realities of that Christ perfected faith, you know, and just everything we read, that it's just not, it just isn't acceptable that it stays there on the page or on our computer, but so that the Lord, the Holy Spirit will definitely bring these things. And He's promised to take the things that are Christ and make them known to us. So in order to do that, we do have to be in certain circumstances where the need is there. So I praise God for the need. I praise Him by faith. And also with assurance that He who began that work will and is able, as this article said, to perfect it. He will bring us through. And He is bringing us through. And it is all about Jesus Christ and our having Him fleshed out in us. So, but what Brother Sparks says, I think, in the first chapter was that it's not going to be complete this side of eternity. So that means we're just going to be tested. And
we're not perfecting in eternity.
Yeah, right. But there's just, you know, he has something in mind when he says that, you know, the fullness. And also maybe it has to do because we're coming together with the whole body, that I can't perfect the whole realm of faith because I'm only one member. You know, one facet of Christ will be seen through me. But maybe that's what Brother Sparks means, that in eternity it will all be evident.
Okay. What he meant by that is we cannot come to know the fullness in our mortal body, in a glorified state. We can come to know the fullness. But when it comes to perfecting, we only enter into eternity that which has been perfected in time. So the foundation of our being and character that will receive and manifest that glory is it will be determined in this life from the least to the greatest. And so from the least to the greatest, there will always be the growing apprehension of that fullness. But the perfecting is a set deal at the Bema Seat. That it's sealed right there. That's it. We enter into a heaven with that which represents the measure in which Christ was formed on us in this life. Yeah, no more, no less. Anyone have any other thoughts, comments?
Well, what Sally say? You said what, Sally? After we're finished.
She said, "Amen, do it, Lord." Yeah, I understand. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yes, we do entrust this to you, Lord. We know that we acknowledge that You've already done it, and we have to every day, every moment, bow ourselves out and say, we can't do it, Lord. We are not able to be Christ. We cannot be that nature. We cannot represent him. We can bow our heads at any given moment where it's impossible and said, okay, I'm looking to you to be the wisdom of God and the power of God. And as we look back, you're always faithful. We step out in faith, and you're always there as we walk out in our circumstances, trusting you. We can look back and see your footprints. When we're on our journey, we just see our feet in front of us. But as we're trusting you, we'll look back and we'll see your footprints. So help us to come to a more perfected faith that is his faith working in us to your good pleasure. We pray in Jesus' name.